two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the Big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. This is going to be an absolute monster. Nanny State, Jane Kennedy. Up and running, full as a gook.
Something just happened to me before, Mick Malloy.
You saw it?
Well, it happened to me, fair and square.
In this building?
About it. In this building, Nanny State.
Okay, there we go. That, we'll take your calls on that.
We are bursting the seams today.
Sure.
This is an absolutely packed show.
All right, you're going to do TV talk.
I've got a lot of TV talk because there was a new program on last night, Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
I'll talk you through that. We've also got the great Manu. Bienvenue, Manu.
Manu
on to...
Is he French?
Oui, oui.
It's hard to tell because you can't tell from the
hard
accent.
To tell. I've got it. We've also got Tom Gleason coming in.
Tom Gleason, one of the best stand-ups going around.
He's touring
the
country. You can see him everywhere at the moment,
we'll,
too.
Have that up on blocks. Guess what?
I
was going to talk to you about a dog race that happened, the Greyhound, Saturday night at the Meadows. It's very, very...
Really? There's something about dog races.
Yeah, there's something that needs to be discussed.
Interesting.
We'll get to that. Crazy phobias. Do you have one?
I'm just thinking whether I do, of not being able to grab a bottle of alcohol when I need it. Does that count?
Yes, there is that fear.
All right. What about you?
I've got plenty. But,
we'll go into those.
I can talk about
it. There's celebrity ones
that are out of
control.
Because some Brisbane doctors think they can solve fears and phobias.
Oh, that's huge.
They can
for
do
people.
It. So there's all that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We're going to talk emojis. We've got so much more to get through. Let's start at the top. Firstly, hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Jane, Mick. Hi.
What did you do last night? Made another six meals?
We did. I think we've got nine in the freezer now. So nine frozen meals ready to go when Mrs. D
doesn't want to send some over to Mickey
M's house,
does she?
Is she coming back?
I don't know.
Sounds to me like she's...
Hang on. The more meals that are being made, the more suspicious I become.
No, it was a one-way ticket so far. She hasn't got the return ticket yet because she's not sure.
Did you buy these when you were drunk online, like you did for your last family holiday?
No, it's all above board. No, she's waiting to come back.
When does she go?
She goes on Saturday.
So it'll be a night of loving before you go.
A little bit of...
Well, just before you go. With
a little bit of... It's a 20-year wedding anniversary this year, so...
Wow.
Well,
who performs that?
Who performs the... I'm the one that puts it on. So.
Yeah, you're the...
you put on the show, do you know?
I'm the DJ.
Who's the DJ?
DJ
well, who's,
Dave.
Who's doing the...
The jiggy jiggy.
She's dancing around the handbag.
Hey, you're talking about holidays.
Yes,
I'm looking at booking a holiday at the moment.
Oh, righto.
Yes.
Who do you book through?
Well, I go through Hello World.
Hello World. Now, why do you go through Hello
because
World?
Because tickets are free. I thought family of seven, I wouldn't mind.
Wow.
Well, Matthias,
you could all go. You could all go business class.
We could go business class.
And how much would it cost you at Hello World?
Zip.
Why is it?
Zippo.
Wow.
Because all I have to do is give the Hello World CEO a call, who happens to be the Liberal Party treasurer, Andrew Burns, which is what Matthias Cormann did.
Matthias Cormann.
Don't you call the CEO of a company when you want to book?
When I want to book a trip,
yes.
I ring the CEO.
Yep.
They're
onto it. They know everything. How to get your tickets,
baggage.
Get your seating, baggage, everything.
But I don't leave without recalling Alan Joyce first.
Alan Joyce.
The travel agent.
Mick, I will get your booking however you like it.
Let me get this straight. Matthias Cormann took the whole family overseas and didn't get charged a cent by the travel agent.
And he's confused. He's embarrassed because you went, I gave my details to Andrew Burns. I gave it and it hasn't been charged, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Now, here's another incredible coincidence. Well, there's just been a $1 billion contract given to Hello World.
To Hello World.
Now,
from the government?
From the federal government to Hello World to handle all the travel. Now,
isn't that astonishing?
I cannot believe that. Isn't that an incredible coincidence?
Well, I can't wait to read all about this because I guarantee you right now, had that been Bill Shorten or indeed Julia Gillard, could you imagine?
Well, surely front page news around the country and front leading story on all our news.
Leading story, front page, big picture. I can't wait to see how all the dailies handle this.
All you have to say is, I thought I'd paid the bill. I didn't think I'd done anything wrong. I just didn't get an invoice. And, oh, look, it was followed up in the end.
Because who travels and never looks at the bill? Who would travel overseas with the entire family and never know?
Or not even ask their partner about it or say, by the way, you know, well...
Hello, world, everyone. Good. Ring them up and ask for free travel.
Correct.
I tell you what to do.
Say you want the Matthias Cormann
ring,
deal.
Ring up Hello, world. Go through all of it.
Yep.
And make them book your flights and book your accommodation, book everything. Yeah. Then go, oh,
go
by
on
the way,
trip.
By the way, I'm not paying.
That's right. Go on the trip. He's now paid, apparently, but it happened in January last year, January 2018, but he's paid up now.
Hello, world.
Sounds good.
Jeez.
I'm up for a free holiday, everyone.
I can't wait. Hello, world. Give us a call. We want you to take care of all our holidays.
Thank you very much. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk us through. We're on the Today Show.
Were you on the telly this morning?
Well, apparently you were. You don't remember it?
No memory.
No one. Wait till you hear it back.
All right.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy. Extra, extra. They've read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Kennedy Malloy's Showbiz Report.
Okay, this morning I turned up to the studios of Channel 9 to go on the Today Show. Apparently you were there with me.
How'd we go?
I actually was following the Twitter this morning at Kennedy Malloy. Oh, you guys got a fair bit of traction online.
Did we really? Well, we went on because we were invited by Deborah Knight.
We're auditioning,
and Georgie
basically, because we're going to take it over.
Yeah. Well, no, that's your master plan. It's not mine.
Written it into the ground. We're going to.
You've been very cruel about their ratings, by the way. And
I had another shocker today.
Yesterday they had a shocker.
Might be different today. They get the Mickey bump.
Let's see if it drops after we've been on it today.
Well, some of the comments are good, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from Stevie, and I like him.
Stevie Jacobs.
Stevie Jacobs, I've never liked him.
Don't say that.
Hey.
What's he done to you?
I don't know. It's just short people.
Hey, that is pathetic.
Why would I say it if I meant it?
Because you're a clown. And I'll tell you what, Stevie got back at you, actually. He had some pretty sharp lines to say to
you. You always take his side.
Yeah, I do, and I always will. I'm loyal to the
end. So what happened today? You had to go on and apologise.
Because you drummed up a campaign suggesting that I was wanting to take over the Today Show and started a hashtag Jane for Today campaign.
I wake up with Jane. Yeah.
I wake up with Jane.
All right. We went on. Should we play a clip? Have we got a little clip?
Yeah. Sure. Let's have a look.
Someone's looking a little sheepish this morning.
Here
I see.
He is.
Look at the body language with the crossed arms.
Correct.
Thanks for squeezing us in between married at first sight couples. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, earlier when you said coming up a real life vampire couple, we thought you were referring to us. They're throwing haymakers already.
Well, you have been sinking your teeth in, Mick Malloy.
Exactly.
What's so wrong? What's so wrong with what's going on here?
I think you're doing a great job. It's just Jane's naked ambition can't be stopped. And she says to me, she's like Lady Macbeth. She goes, I could be doing that.
Jane, you've obviously got the journalistic chops. Have you thought, though, you might have to have blonde hair?
Well, I know this has been brought up in the press, actually, on the weekend, that what is with Channel 9 and all you blonde birds?
I'm not sure.
Of course, we don't have to get our hair dyed as much as you girls do.
Yeah, it is part of the job description.
You get blonde hair and I'll get plugs like Carl had.
Have you heard that? Oh, Nick. Hey, I'll tell you what, I can't wait till Carl squares up with you. And takes you out.
I love Carl, but he should have made me his Bucks pal. I was supposed to do his Bucks pal.
Stop being bitter about that.
And anyway, and then they made me read the weather because I've been.
Yes, because Stevie Jacobs was on.
Stevie Jacobs' weather was very disappointing. He was in Darwin, in a horse and buggy. In a horse and buggy.
Did a terrific job.
He should have been shot out of a cannon or strung up like Richard Harris in A Man Called Horse or something. You know what I mean?
Is that what you would do?
Or maybe
if you
one
were
of those, you know, that pyramid of nude blokes from Abu Ghraib. You know, just. You've got to have a go. There are more of this. We've got the chicken there.
Big black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds.
Oh, God, I hope that would happen to you one day.
Yeah, good luck to everyone on the Today Show. They're a good bunch. You need to calm the farm a bit and support them more.
My ambition is literally not there. So just relax, everyone. You're doing a great job. Now,
let me talk
about it. It was very big news last night because it was Dancing with the Stars premiere. First up on Channel 10. This
what
is big.
Did you
it's
make
been
of
at
it?
Seven for years. I thought it looked $1 million. It was fantastic. Congratulations to our pals, Amanda Kellone, Grant Denyer. They did a great job. Don't you be rude about
you're
Grant
You're about
now.
To drop the boom now, aren't you?
I'm not about to drop the boom.
He was a weatherman. He was a morning show weatherman.
Dirt Fred.
He used
Thanks
to do
for that.
He used to bounce around in Lederhausen.
Yeah.
Juggling on a unicycle.
That's how he became famous. He was on Sunrise for years. And he did it. Anyway, they did a great hosting job. But, God, there's a lot of people you have to go through to get to Cass Thorburn.
Okay.
Okay. So
how did she go? Did they give her – was it a fair outing?
Well, can I just first say what they've done is they've got the mean judge.
There we go.
And it's just – all right, we get it. You mean – let's just have a snippet. This is a few of his comments that we've put together.
Okay, sure.
I thought it was stiff, I thought it was heavy, I thought it was extremely lumpy and completely out of time. You looked as though you'd just come out of a double hip replacement surgery. I thought it was a complete dance disaster. Stiff, stiff, stiff. And not, darling, in a good way. A Ken doll would dance with more fluidity, to be honest. It was all going well until the skirt was whipped off and you started to dance, and there, quite frankly, was the failure.
Well,
if you can't boob properly, then don't bother. Honestly.
Oh, wow, you're the bad guy. No. Okay.
There's only one proper bad judge, and that was Bernard King.
And he was for
Bernard
real.
King
he didn't
did
get
it.
A toss.
He was the original and the best. Forget about it.
This expat judge, Craig Revel Horwood. What a strange thing
Pardon
that
me,
he had
Majesty.
Three names. Anyway, that last...
Can he dance? Is he a dancer?
He must be. The last comment he made about until the skirt was ripped off and you started to dance was commenting about Cass Thorburn.
How'd she go? Did they...
Okay, look, she looked
tell
amazing.
Tell me she had a good night out.
She had fun.
Tell me there's something fun on her horizon.
She had a really great fun night out, but he was horrible and she's on the bottom of the ladder. She's got 10 out of 20 and... That was pretty tough. But
could
you
have
know
thought
what?
Going on a dancing show. He's ruined dancing for her now. Like, even dancing's a fun thing to do.
I know, that was too tough, but she was pretty
Someone
buoyant
who's
and she got through it.
Someone who's been through a big experience just wants to have fun and now, bam.
Our friend Denise Scott.
How'd she go?
She was cracking and she did a great job. I don't know
if she's doing anything age-appropriate or...
No, not really. She would say that herself.
Cha-cha.
She would say she'd had trouble getting out of the chair, which she said, that she's got arthritis and she thought it tricky.
Okay.
Okay, that was that one. Next, we move on. The ratings were very disappointing, by the way.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. Hopefully they'll go better next. Other news now, Channel 10 has dumped changing rooms from Wednesday and Thursday.
They've changed the name too to changing time slots.
Well, that's appropriate, Mick. It's gone to Saturday night. That's a big night for watching
One step away from being taken out and whacked.
That's no good. I also put in for
what
this show. I was managed to watch Married at First Sight as well.
You've been busy.
I've been busy. Something that, you know, the romances are getting warmer and more intimate and some of the conversations, the subject matter is pretty heavy. Do you want to listen to what they're talking about now? Listen.
Like, Sam and I get each other on, like, a whole new level where, like, it's almost like we don't even need to speak. It's really weird.
Do you like cheese platters?
I love cheese platters.
That savory stuff?
Yes. Yeah. And olives?
Olives, yeah. Calamata olives. Yes. Pitted olives.
All of them.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. Green olives.
Interesting. No,
black
it's
olives.
Not.
Yeah. Stuffed no. olives. I like them all.
Calamata.
I want them all.
Yeah. Calamata. The ones that you find in the martini glass.
The ones that are green and hard, the Sardinian ones. They're the ones I like too.
We know each other. You don't even have to talk.
Oh
cheese platters. Do you like cheese platters?
I like cheese platters. Do you want to have sex? That's what happened.
He actually said that while he was having sex with her.
He was They don't even need to talk.
They were doing it doggy style. You like cheese platters? Oh, yeah.
What?
That was, it was pretty hardcore.
Like olives? Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me that olive.
A little lower. Ow.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Great news, and well done to everyone in the great state of Queensland, in particular everyone from the Brain Institute, the Queensland Brain Institute at the University of Queensland. Basically, they've been working on fears and phobias and think they've worked out a way to turn them off. So if you've got a fear or a phobia and you thought, well, I'll just have to put up with this for the rest of my life, there is hope on the horizon thanks to the Brains Trust down at the Queensland Brain Institute. Well done, guys. Yeah. Well done.
That's huge.
The ideal is we can understand the pathway of how the DNA modification is stored within the genome, blah, blah. We can manipulate the specific gene and... Mm-hmm. bingo, the memories are gone. We can start to restructure and reorder.
How so they could that? Fix you. So if you, you know how you have gynophobia.
What's gynophobia? What?
Fear of women. Oh. Oh, sorry. Or is that, hang on, there's another. No. Venus trap phobia.
No, no, what I have is cacophobia.
What's that?
Fear of ugliness, which is why I only date hot chicks.
You've got a fear of
Have a listen to these fears. Guess what this one is. Bibliophobia.
Is it to do with books?
Fear of books. Oh. Yep.
Yeah, sure. I could guess that one. Biblia. Wow.
Warwick Capper's had it all his life. He's never been able to get rid of it. I'll tell you what I do have. I reckon I might have barophobia.
Oh, yeah?
And it's not what you think. It's not about barophobia.
What is that?
Fear of gravity, which is why I always sleep in and lie on the couch all day.
Instead of getting up.
I am.
You don't want to be up.
I don't want to be upright.
Good Lord. Do you know that some celebrities have crazy fears as
Who?
Well?
Who? What?
All right. Are you ready? Ready? Billy Bob Thornton is afraid of antique furniture, which is most of his old movies.
So what does he do?
What does he do? He says, I'm totally serious. So I can't eat around antiques.
If he goes in and sees an old Chesterfield or something, he loses his
marbles. He says it's like I must have had a past life and got beaten to death with an old antique.
He should do a Maria Kondo style show.
Yes, he should.
You'd watch that.
Tyra Banks is afraid of dolphins.
She's not afraid of shouting.
Well, she dreams she's in a pool and there are dolphins humping me. Oh, sorry, bumping me.
You always have to lower the tone somehow, don't you?
A bit grubby.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
You got a fear of anything? Anthrophobia, fear of flowers.
That would be awkward.
Here's a good one.
As a woman, you get that?
Aphiophosmophobia.
Oh, yeah.
It's fear of being touched. I thought that was just frigid. I know that was.
That's called frigid phobia.
I'll tell you what I might have.
What?
Megaericocophobia.
Oh, yeah.
Fear of cooking.
Yes, you do. In fact, as I go through this list, I'm thinking.
I've got most of them.
Yeah. You've got autophobia, fear of being alone. Oh, that's already happened.
I'm happy being alone. I'm there.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
I might have bathmophobia, which is fear of stairs, which is why I've been lobbying to get one of those chairs that goes up the stairs.
That old people
have. That old people have.
That they whiz up.
Because I thought I was just lazy, but I genuinely fear those
stairs. It's not a fear. You are actually lazy.
Yeah. Pamela Anderson. Let's go to celebrities. Pamela, I'm afraid of mirrors.
Oh,
I wouldn't have felt that. I think she would have checked herself out a lot of times.
Oprah is afraid of chewing gum.
Well, if she chewed more gum, just saying.
Whoa!
You got Jane chewing gum on air. Jane chewed gum on air.
Yes.
No fear. No fear from the fearless Jane Kennedy. Here we go. It's a sofa downstairs, and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Come on, IKEA.
Well, me, Oprah.
I tell you what, why don't we open this up to our listeners around the country? Do you have a fear or a phobia that you think the Brisbane Brains
they
Institute
could solve it.
Can solve for you? No, don't ring up and say fear of flying or fear of heights.
No, that's boring. We know everyone's afraid of that.
What you're up to and we'll help you out with it.
All right.
133353.
Give us a ring right now with your phobias and your fears. We'll take your calls right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Hats off to the Queensland Brain Institute. Everyone up there at the University of Queensland doing a bloody good job. Researchers have identified the biological cause of fear and are working on a way to turn it off through DNA. They can stop it. They can arrest your fears or phobias.
People.
And good on them. And we asked everyone out there, do you ring in, tell us what your fear or phobia is? Here's some weird stuff going on.
Hello, Chris.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Chris, what's a phobia, you know?
Pseudosilica phobia.
Okay, what is that?
Yes, yeah.
The fear of an empty beer glass.
This is a proper one.
Is that serious?
I have it.
You have pseudosilica phobia.
Yes. I live in fear of it.
Sound like you got it now.
That's why I wear the hat with the two beer cans on it.
So
if it's like an emergency supply. Yeah.
That's a good one. Thank you,
that
Chris.
That way I know I'll never...
you'll never run out.
Like an IV drip.
High and dry, that's right.
Hey, Darren, how are you going?
Yeah, not bad, yourself.
Good. Do you have a phobia?
Yeah, I do.
What's it called?
I don't know the name of it, but it's a fear of belly buttons.
Why? Of yours or other people? What?
I'm a full of phobia.
It's mine, and like if people start poking at their belly buttons or even just talking about it, I feel like it's just, I just got to rub my belly button. It just doesn't feel right.
Darren, you've won a belly button ring from us
no,
here.
No, don't say, Mick, that does not help.
Darren, innie or an outie? What have you got?
I've got an innie, but...
Do you touch it? Do you clean it?
No.
What about if a really hot chick came and she had a really sexy belly button and she was just saying, come on, baby.
No, can't do it.
Oh, man. Jeez. Okay, that's interesting.
All
thanks,
right.
Darren.
Thanks, Darren. Janelle.
Hi, Janelle.
Hey. What have you got a fear of?
Moths.
Moths?
Moths, yep. It's called motophobia. On the butt of my friend's jokes, I go camping and I wear a beekeeper's helmet. The little buggers, and they'll kill you. They'll either choke me or give me a heart attack.
Well, they won't do that, no. So yes.
You'd hate a mate of mine. You'd hate a mate of mine whose nickname's the Moth.
Really?
Yeah, they never date the Moth. They call him the Moth because if he sees your light on, he drops in.
Thank you, Janelle. Let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt.
How you going?
Yeah, good. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just finished work.
What are you afraid of, Matt?
I'm afraid of pocket watches.
Pocket watches.
Pocket watches.
Now, there is a name for this.
I get goosebumps if they come near me. My nipples freeze up.
Hey.
Oh, easy, Tiger.
Go on.
Sugar.
What about your belly button? What
happens to your belly button? Chronometrophobia. Fear of clocks.
Fear of clocks.
Chronometrophobia.
Is that what it is, isn't it?
Yes.
What's it called?
Chronometrophobia.
I have that in the morning. It's only in the morning.
Hey, Matt.
I don't look at my clock.
What job do you do?
I work for a bridge company.
Okay, you can always use that to take a sickie. Say, sorry, I'm suffering from chronometrophobia this morning. I can't come to work.
Oh, I'll do it.
Yeah, good on you.
Phobia, is it?
Yeah, look it up in your Funk and Wagnall.
Yeah, no.
Pardon?
Whoa. Look it up in your Funk and Wagnall.
You can't say that in radio.
Yes, you can.
I'm gonna beep that. It's going to sound like you've been swearing again.
Hello, Reese. How are you going? What are you scared of, Reese?
Ants and bees.
Ants and bees? What do they even do to you,
bees?
Mate?
I don't. I'm just scared of the little things.
And do you run away from them? Do they make you feel nauseous? What happens?
I'll be at the beach or somewhere and we'll go to sit down to have lunch and there'll be ants and I'll make the family move.
Do you know what I did once? This is true. I was very young and there was a girl in our class who was allergic to bees.
Okay.
Yes, people can die from
that,
but go on.
So I caught one and put it in her pencil case.
God. What's wrong with that? Oh, do you know what? I bet you're in love with her.
Well, I was. That's how I...
There you go. That's how you try
Fiona
to get
Kringus
girls' attention.
Fiona Kringus was her name.
Oh, hello, Fiona. Poor thing.
Anyway, so she opened a pencil case and a bee bit her.
Oh.
Mick.
You're horrible. An ambulance was called.
The ambulance? That's terrible.
A dark turn.
Hey, I was a kid. It wasn't like I did it yesterday. Oh,
what's the word for child serial killer?
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Bees and ants, they don't get a fair run. You know
they
what
don't,
I mean?
But that's interesting, Reese. I like that. Michelle, what have you got a fear of?
Thunder.
Oh, thunder. Oh, okay, like dogs.
Can we call him Michelle?
I'm not calling Michelle a dog. I'm saying, you know, what happens when you hear the thunder?
I run and hide, try and get under a bed or a couch or a blanket, wrap my teddy.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Okay, that's interesting. So just the sound of thunder is enough to set you off. Well, that'd be interesting.
Oh, that would be terrible.
I'm just trying to find something.
Has it been happening since you were a small child?
No, I used to lay out.
Hey! Hang
on.
Whoa.
Michelle, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We've got a thunderstorm here.
We thought you might have been under a table.
All right.
Thank
well
you,
done, Michelle.
Hey, Scabba.
Scabba.
Hello.
What is it? What are you scared of, mate? What's your fear?
Bloody cotton balls.
I've heard about this.
What?
Oh. I've heard
about
this.
I can't touch them.
Why?
I can't touch cotton balls. It just sends me into goosebumps and sweat.
Hey, what about fairy floss?
I can eat fairy floss, but I don't touch it with my fingers.
No, hey, I'll tell you what, Scabba, there's an actual name for it.
Is there?
Yes, and you're not the only person that's got this fear. That's right. Yeah. Maybe you should have looked into this after
all. Scabba.
Well,
let's take Richard's call. Richard.
Yeah. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick.
What's your phobia? Yeah.
Same as...
Cotton wool.
Cotton wool.
I've heard about this.
Specifically cotton balls.
That's what Scabba said.
What about a bud? The bud they stick in your ear?
No, I can do that. It's
the ball. It's the small white cotton ball. It's called sit-on globophobia. Right.
Fantastic, Richard. Well done. I think we've got time for one more, do we?
Yep.
Go to Liam.
Yep.
Hey, Liam. How are you going? What have you got a phobia of, mate?
Mine's party balloons.
Is it the noise? Is it what is it?
Oh, it's just as they're getting blown up, you get the cold sweats, the shakes. You just want to leave the room.
Really? Do you go on hot air balloons?
No, no, I'm too scared of them as well.
Have you really?
Did you turn it off when the Yoplait ad comes on with the hot air balloon?
Well, it's got a definite name, Globophobia. Thank you, Liam.
Hey, listen, we're going to have to go. We've got so many more. We didn't get to everyone. Maybe we'll take a few more calls later.
Yeah, okay.
Feel free
good
to
idea.
Give us a call because this is fascinating stuff.
Indeed. All right, Manu is coming up from My Kitchen
Rules.
I've
got a fear of French accent.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Manu loves a lot of things.
I don't know about you, but I love cooking.
He especially loves sauce.
It was a proper sauce. Hallelujah.
But he also hates a few things.
His behavior is unacceptable. You're excused.
But let's be honest, who doesn't love a bit of MKR drama?
It was too sweet. You can put less sugar in, bitch.
Please welcome Manu Fidel.
Hey, Manu. Welcome back to Kennedy Malloy.
Bonjour.
Can I say something quickly?
Yes,
you snuck up on me this year because I'm so used to watching the tennis and seeing 10 million MKR promos.
Yes.
And they weren't there this year because the tennis has changed networks. So this year, and I go, bugger me, it's on.
I was very upset about that. I love the tennis and the fact that he went somewhere else. No good.
But congratulations because it's just gone. It just continues to rise
it's
every
as popular
week.
As ever.
Tension builds. It's bloody entertaining.
Yep.
Jane, you've been
I'm all
cast
over it. Of course, because part of the magic of these shows is you just don't say, we'd like people who are interested in cooking together. Please write to us and we'll put you on the show.
Yep.
There's a lot more to the chemistry, and that's why the show's successfully been on for 10 years. And you have contestants like the two young Christian boys who are homeschooled.
That was very French, by the way. That
homeschooled. And they bothered me from the get-go. Mm. They were smart asses, basically. Yeah. And I think they're wanting to crack a career in show business, I reckon. Don't you think?
I don't know. They keep on saying how honest they are, and that's the way they've been brought up, and being honest is the only way to be. And but
no, it's rude, and also they're dickheads. You can't call them.
But what was their food like? Just because you
shocking.
Don't like them, most chefs are idiots. Most chefs are self important.
Thank you, mate. I love you too.
Pardonnez-moi. Pour mon ami, c'est très terrible.
What about that idiot Pete Evans? I mean, he's giving you all a bad rep, isn't he?
Manu, do you know what, though?
I love Pete,
Manu will not put up with this because can we just hear a little clip of how you stuck it up these two fellows?
Here
let's have
go.
A listen.
I'm so disappointed right now. This is ridiculous. And I've never expressed myself like this in 10 years.
Let's hope you can finish off with a great dessert, fellas.
And not in 2 hours, because otherwise I'm going home.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
You're
this
a
is
short
a nightmare.
Fuse these days.
You are. You're a bit
actually,
snippy.
Actually, they've cut out a lot of my critique.
Oh, damn it.
I was a lot more rude than disappointed.
I love snappy Manu. More of that. Well, but I do,
well,
you know.
Being French, rudeness is in your DNA. And
that's
I would want to see more of it because no one does it like you.
I would have hoped that they've kept more of it and then just beeped it. Beep, 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 beep. Like they do with,
well,
like,
there is
with Gordon, with Gordon Ramsay. You know?
There is a sweet side, of course, as we know Manu. And one of the things that happened in history. Because you did give your first ever 10 out of 10 for all the dishes.
Yes. And it was approved.
What was it?
We had a prawn cocktail to start, lamb shank, and then a deconstructed cheesecake. But the thing is, that proved what My Kitchen Rule is supposed to be about.
You're right.
Not necessarily fine dining, but good food done well and doesn't have to be complicated.
That's right. People are pretty judgy if you say, I'm going to do a prawn cocktail. But if you're going to do one, do it well. Which
a 10 out of 10. Mm.
Yes.
That's amazing. Is that a particularly Australian dish, a prawn cocktail? Discuss.
I think it's global.
Yeah.
Yes. But if you knew a little about cooking, you'd know.
When we're going to start talking about food, I don't think Australia should be on the map for that, mate.
Hey, put them up.
Even the pavlova doesn't belong
to
you.
What's wrong with a Lamington? What's wrong with a Lamington?
Put them up, baby.
The Lamington. Get out.
I just,
you get out. Take your profiteroles and get out.
You've gone too far this time,
take
Manu.
Take your cock bush.
Take your cock and bush. If you want to hit me with a punch, you just take one too, okay?
Hey, Australian food, though, let's talk about what it is. It's fresh seafood. It's good produce like lamb. Yeah. You know what? We're the first paddock to plate, I'll have you know.
All right, but okay, let's put it this way. You say, I'm going to a French restaurant. I'm going an Indian restaurant. I'm going to a Spanish restaurant. You don't say I'm going to an Australian restaurant.
Well, let's
make it. It's a barbecue. It's a barbecue.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. This is how crazy this show is at the moment. There's even things happening at the table. This was really a bit of drama. Another woman suggested that another woman looked like something, and it's a very un-PC word to use.
Sure.
Shall we do it?
Let's go.
Now we play that clip.
You're a very tall woman. You're extraordinarily tall.
It's true. I thought you were trans. The word transvestite, it came out of my mouth before I even thought about it.
You thought I was a transvestite?
I put my foot right in my mouth. I knew I'd upset her.
Only because you're so tall.
Yeah, okay. She couldn't really talk her way out of that one, could she?
Ooh la la.
See what you're missing?
The dinner party's taking a turn.
Yes.
If you are not tuning into My Kitchen Rules, this is the kind of drama that you see, which is so beautifully hosted by our friend Manu and Pete Evans as well.
Thanks for coming in, Manu. You owe me a dinner. I gave you a Bitcoin and you need to come around to Jane's and cook for me and three strippers. That was the deal.
What about the please at the end of that sentence?
Please.
En français, s'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît.
Yeah, that'll Manu. Do. Hey, also, you can go on to Manu's Instagram site and you'll see because you are involved in a great charity event. Which is creating rude food and it's for prostate cancer and urogenital cancers, the more unsexy ones, and they've created very sexy food. And Manu's done something really weird with a brioche.
I wouldn't call it sexy, but sexual. More.
Your word's not mine. There you go. Thank you very much,
good on
Manu.
You, Manu. Keep it up.
Cheers.
My Kitchen Rules, 7:30, Monday to Wednesday, 7 PM Sundays on the 7 Network.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
In the meantime, though, can I bring your attention to there was the Greyhounds. Now, it's not my cup of tea, the Greyhounds. I don't follow them religiously. They've got a few problems in that industry, stuff that needs to be sorted out. But here's a new one for them, and I've never seen this before. Race one at the Meadows on Saturday night.
Where's the Meadows?
The Meadows is in Melbourne, north of Melbourne. North of Melbourne. And race one, there were seven dogs, all trained by the same trainer, which makes me wonder.
What?
And number eight was scratched, and that was by the trainer as well. I'm thinking that'd be a pretty easy race to rig, wouldn't it?
I just don't get that.
Here's the order, guys. We're going to finish like this.
Jockeys would have been known to do that before.
How dare you?
They would not have, I said. Well, they wouldn't have.
There's no jockeys on the dogs.
That's right.
Although they did during the war. They had monkeys on greyhounds.
Oh, so
and that was the race.
Really? What a wonder that that's not going
Sport of Kings.
Yeah.
Monkey on a
monkey to a dog.
But can we have a listen to the race course? So like Dinah Quark, Dinah Varsity, Dinah Yappy, these are all their names. There's one horse called, one dog called Milo Allen. I don't know, get that one. Dinah Arkle, Dinah Wagger, Dinah Turner. Here's the call.
And it's Dinah Quark moving up to take the lead from Dinah Varsity out wide. Dinah Quark running from Dinah Varsity and Dinah Yappy, followed by a Milo Man. Behind them then came Dinah Arkill. Back in the race here would have been Dinah Turner out near the tail. And a fair way back too would have been Dinah Wacker pulling up quickly out of the line. On the first on the card, straight for Dinah Quark, Dinah Varsity, Dinah Yappy, and Milo Allen ran fourth.
Fourth.
The race where Andrea Daly had the field there.
All right, we get it.
He had the field.
So he's got the field, he's got the quaddy.
Has that ever happened in any race in history?
He's got the trifecta, he's got the quinella, he's got the winner. This guy's had the greatest day out.
That's incredible.
This is one of the most outrageous things I've seen since the old Cessnock races. Now, Cessnock in country New South Wales. Mm-hmm. One day at Cessnock races, you may remember there's a prison also in Cessnock.
Right.
I don't,
the Cessnock races, and you spent some going there for a conjugal on the weekend. This is true. One day, it was one of the funniest stories I've ever read about racing. And this day at Cessnock Races, the prisoners won on every race.
Oh, did they?
Prisoners from Cessnock Prison won on every race. And apparently got the tip from a prison warder.
Okay.
You went to the Dogs once. Remember a late show? We were filming, and it was you and Tom, and we were filming.
We were filming a pretend date that Tom and I went to. And I was, it was late night. We actually went. I think it was like a Monday night.
It was Olympic Park.
Monday night in Melbourne.
In Melbourne.
It was freezing cold. It was about 9 p.m. when we went out there, and we noticed something weird.
When we got back, and we were editing it, in the background of every shot, we noticed there was someone putting a newspaper up in their face and running off. And it happened in every scene.
And, you know, we tried to get people to be extras in what we were filming. They all, no. Even the bookies didn't want to be
You never
it.
Saw me here.
Yes, you didn't right. see me.
Coming up.
All right, we got next. Tom Gleeson. Stand by, everyone.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Very excited about this hour, Jane Kennedy. We're going to knock the top off a nanny state.
I always love a nanny state because it happens in my life nearly every day. Something I'm furious about.
We're going to go round the grounds. Give us a call, 133353, when we get there, because it's chock-o-block today.
You know what they're going to do in Brisbane? They're thinking of putting emojis on number plates.
Too much spare time, Brisbane.
What the hell? We're wondering how the coppers write that one now.
Wow. Yes, we'll get to that, of course. And there's so much to wade through. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top with our special guest, the host of Hard Quiz and also the brains behind Joy, which is a live show. Let's see what he's sitting on. It's Tom Gleeson, everybody. Tom. Welcome back to the program,
thank
Tom.
Thank you very much. Great to be back.
You know you've been on so often now, you don't get an intro. Yeah.
No, that's good. It was really long and we had to wait a long time to start
you got
talking.
To speak.
Yeah.
Now, I was watching Hard Quiz the other night. It was very funny. I really... you're a bit rude.
Yeah.
I think you should be nicer to the contestant.
Says the pot.
Yes. But then he goes, at the end he's going, there's the door. He pretty much shows, when instead of sending him home with a, here's your, thanks for coming, here's a box of chocolates, come back again, it's there's the door, and they get sent to a door.
Yeah, and they get sent out the door, and everyone often feels worried about the contestants because they do lay into them pretty heavily.
But to
make everyone feel better, people want to know what happens to them after they go through the door.
What happens? Right.
Well, the truth is they just walk around the back and watch the rest of the show. They don't care.
So, Tom, the
no theory one cares. My whole show's about no one caring.
It's not difficult. I really quite enjoy being rude. Is fun.
Yeah.
And it's actually a bit hard.
I wouldn't know.
Of course. Hello, Today Show.
Yeah.
But it being nice as a host, I reckon that's much harder work to sort of try and.
Well, you have to lie.
Oh, you have to smile.
You have to pretend to be
pleasant.
Happy to be there. You have to pretend to light the network.
When's it on?
You're on.
Just so we're
Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock.
And you're up against the. You were pointing out.
Juggernaut of all these reality shows, My Kitchen Rules, and Married at First Sight.
Do you cook anything? Do you marry off anyone?
Well, I have thought of maybe turning my show into a dating show called Hard Date.
Well, that would get things going, wouldn't it?
No, well, I take couples and I split them up. I get them in. Welcome to Hard Date. You two will not be together by the end of the show.
That would be good to do. Are you still got plenty of contestants to go on Hard Quiz? Because people have to really sort of be involved and know their particular subjects.
We've got thousands. And we're slowly working through them. It's wonderful. We've still got a lot of shows to make, and they keep coming up with great topics. I mean, we had someone recently. Their subject was cremation. That was exciting.
What?
They're a funeral director. That was their thing. They were really into cremation. Their passion.
Did you stump them at all? Was there questions they couldn't answer?
They did. They got a bit stuck on the temperature of the furnace, actually.
Oh.
No, that's probably something they should know.
guys who are cremating and guys who own a pizza oven are the two who have to know that.
The two experts in that field.
Hey, let's get on to your live show, Joy, which is 2 minutes. You've done Perth and you've done Brisbane and phenomenal success, I believe.
Well, I think it was, wasn't it, voted? Didn't you win some type of award, Tom?
Yeah, it won Best Comedy Show in Perth, which is a thrill.
Perth audiences. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Perth audiences are the
They're
best
very discerning. That's a great compliment.
Well, it is good, but I mean, I must admit, a lot of the heavy hitters weren't at that festival. So, but I still take it as a compliment.
You should.
But Hughesy wasn't there. I would have liked to beat him, but he wasn't there. Right. You know.
Oh well, you can still say spirit. Third, you have, and Adelaide. I know that everybody loves doing Adelaide Festival in particular.
On right now as we speak.
That's right.
Tell me you're heading over there.
I'm going to be going there very soon.
Where do you perform over there?
I perform in the Garden of Unearthly Delights. I'd like people to get in early though, because it is selling rather fast. I've become popular
See, this
recently.
Is a great thing for people to do on a weekend. If you want to have a trip away, in fact, you can probably call Matthias Cormann's travel agent and ring Hello World and book your trip to the Adelaide Festival.
It's for free. Now, in other news, you've been in trouble with the law.
I've had a lot of problems with the police. I think I've got an attitude problem. I've always thought that I'm happy to break a law if I think it's silly. And I cop the fine, though. I don't argue the toss on the fine.
Right. You just write a check out.
Well, here's a simple one, right? Like, I got pulled up the other day. I've got this U-turn that I enjoy doing, but you're not allowed to do it. Right. But it doesn't block any traffic and it's not unsafe. It's fine.
Okay, sure.
So I finally got pulled over by the police. And they're very upset with me, and they like to do that thing where they sit you on the curb for a while. You know you're going to get a fine. You just got to sit there and wait it out.
Yeah, do you get embarrassed?
Well, I said to him, can you just be faster? You're going to send it in the mail anyway. Do you have PayWave? I've got Apple Pay here. Let's sort it out. Come on. Anyway,
the host of Hard Quiz is sitting in the gutter.
Well, I asked him about it, and he said, it's going to be about $200. And he said, did you have any reason for doing it? And I said, I think it's really silly. And I've never been pulled over, and I've done it about 500 times. So I reckon I'm at about, 40 cents per turn. Sounds like good value to me.
I'm out in front.
Yeah. And he gave us just a tiny curl of his mouth that suggested he might have been smiling.
But he wasn't amused, was he? And still gave you the ticket.
No, that's right.
As I would too. Stick around, Tom.
Stick around. We've got more police shenanigans. I heard of another one I want to get to the bottom of too.
It's a lot worse.
Tom Gleeson is our special guest, joycomedy.com.au, Adelaide Fringe Festival from the 26th of February to the 3rd of March. More with Tom after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleeson in studio with us right now. Yeah. Joy is the comedy show, comedy.com.au.
Australia's most wanted. He's been.
I've run foul of the law.
Terrifying. You've been.
Well, you don't seem like the convict.
So you did
type.
A U-turn, and the cops got you.
Well, it's a silly U-turn, so I just do it when I want
to. But it was a victimless crime, so thought you'd give it a burl.
I got fined. The only thing that annoyed me was it took a long time. If you had PayWave, I'd be happy with that.
What else? What else have you done?
Oh, this one's terrible. So I was at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre doing a show for Brisbane.
Yep.
And it's a great big theatre, and the show went beautifully. And this is what I do, right?
QPAC, it's massive.
I give the audience about 10 minutes to get clear, and then I'll leave after that.
Yeah,
you know, and
sure.
Because then you get a few photos, but it's not going to get silly, right?
I understand.
So let them leave, and then I leave, and then I cross the road to the theatre.
Yeah.
And the police pull me over for jaywalking.
No.
Jaywalking? That's not even a thing anymore.
I get done for jaywalking. Now,
plainclothes coppers, a uniform cop.
They're in uniform. I didn't see them. And this policeman, he is either the funniest person I've ever met or the stupidest person I've ever met. I don't know which. Right, so this is how he starts. What's your name? That's fine. I'm standing in front of a massive poster. I'm not going to say don't you know who I am because, Shannon Oll has taught me it doesn't work. It does not work. So he goes, what's your name? Gleeson. All right, what's your first name? Tom. Is Tom short for anything? Yes. What? Thomas. How do you spell that? Are you taking the piss out of me here, Thomas?
Funny.
What's your middle name? He's making it take ages. It's taking so long that everyone coming out of the theatre wants to get a photo while he's doing it. He's tapping away on an iPad. I don't think he's doing anything on it. Where are you from? I'm from interstate. Do you have your license? No, I don't have my license. Okay, well, this is going to take even longer.
No.
Oh, please let it take longer.
Wow.
What's going on?
Anyway, it went so long that I ran into a friend I hadn't seen for years who wasn't even at the show. We caught up during this process. And then it gets to the very end and he goes, all right, well, I'm going to record a warning. He took 15 minutes to record a warning. So he said, I'm recording a warning against your name. And he said, the thing I'm most disappointed with, Thomas, is that you don't seem to show any remorse. And I'm like, well, of course I don't show any remorse. We're both adults.
Yeah.
I crossed the road.
Of course he wouldn't.
I've never been done for jaywalking. I'm 44. I'm going to do it again now.
I'm going to do it
just up there. There's a roundabout there. I have to jaywalk.
You weren't contrite enough.
I was not contrite enough.
Now, you're lucky you're living in modern Queensland because in the old days, in the Bjelke Petersen era, you would have been taken down the station, hosed down, thoroughly beaten with it.
And I would have put in a development for a block of flats and it would have been approved. It all would have happened on the same night.
Well, at least Queensland and the constabulary up there have given you material.
Yeah, well, I reckon
have you heard what they're doing up there now in Brisbane? They're going to put emojis. License plates.
Yeah.
So they're going to have six emojis that you can choose from.
We're wondering how you write those down. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
So what about it?
The cop's calling it in. Oh, I'm following an ICB.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. ICB 674, sad face.
Yeah. There's an eggplant and a convertible.
Yeah. could work well.
Fantastic stuff, mate. Yep. And well done. We're off to Adelaide next.
Yeah, Adelaide next, the Adelaide Fringe. It's going
to
be a great
can
time.
Can I tell you to be careful in Adelaide?
Yes,
because
I know.
The lights, this is my one beef with Adelaide. The lights take forever.
But you and met no a girl one, at the lights.
Yes.
Picked up a girl at the lights.
And no one jaywalks there too. And my theory is it's because they weren't a convict colony. Everyone there were law-abiding citizens.
Pardon.
And that's right.
And super white.
They're the free settlers.
They
yeah.
are very white
it's
and German.
It's a state of free settlers and they cross the road only when the man's green.
But they take forever. So don't, you will get done over
Be
there.
Be very careful and please. No, don't Look, even get arrested, Tom.
Look after yourself.
So, or Thomas,
I'm
as I
be
should
well
call
behaved.
You.
Thomas, well done. Tom Gleeson, everyone, thanks for swinging by.
No worries,
and good
thank
luck
you.
On your national tour, mate.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Rules.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
You're always making things difficult.
Today's edition of Nanny State is in honour of George Mendonça.
Who's that?
Does that name ring a bell for you?
Mendoza?
Mendonça.
Mendonça, no.
He was the sailor who was caught in a photograph that was on the cover of Life magazine. It's one of the most iconic photographs of the 20th century.
Yep.
And the VJ Day kissing sailor, he's known as. And you'll remember the scenes and...
Oh, can you show me the picture?
Well, yes, there he is. And
yes, I know that very well. Yes.
Famous, and it was on to celebrate the end of the war.
Yes.
An American soldier had grabbed a woman, unbeknownst to her.
Very famous photo.
Dipped her.
Yep.
Kissed her,
yes.
And snap,
yep.
cover of Life magazine, one of the most iconic photos ever taken. A Navy sailor he was, passionately kissed a woman to celebrate the end. As for Greta was her name, she died, said, didn't see him approaching, and before I knew it, I was in a vice-like grip. It wasn't romantic. Hashtag me too. if that was today... That
oh, you're saying
guy,
that couldn't be done
that
now?
That could not be done in today's environment. Old George
right.
would be up on charges.
Yeah.
What we all look back and go, wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it romantic?
End of the war.
Wasn't it quaint? I tell you, that would get you.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Run out of town,
yes,
George.
And charged.
A different era, a simpler time. Here we are, Nanny State.
All right.
Nanny State.
Wow.
Okay.
What do you got?
Let me take you to Manu's World, France. The words mother and father are going to be banned from school forms.
Nanny State.
Instead, they will be replaced with parent one and parent two.
And now why are they doing this, Jane?
Because some kids have mother and mother.
Yep.
Some kids have father and father.
And
so that's
some have,
right.
So anywhere between the spectrum between mother
that's
and father.
Correct. Now, of course... I'm not saying it's nanny state. I like all that stuff. I like all the changes that happen on forms.
It's more stuff to fill in, though, I have to say, the downside for us heterosexual
there's
folk.
There's just different boxes to tick.
To tick.
That's all. But, of course, the Christian and conservative groups are.
Oh,
mon Dieu. They've gone up in arms. But
can I say, the French, they've cancelled the box for mother, cancelled the box for father, but they've kept the one marked mistress. You can still tick that one.
You can, because that's okay.
How French is
yes,
that?
Yes, how French is that?
Well, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go to Sydney first.
Okay.
And in Sydney.
There's pub news, isn't there?
Pub news. Patrons have been banned from talking outdoors.
What are you talking,
about? Talking, this is Sydney. This is one of the most colourful, vibrant cities in the
outdoor-y
world.
Outdoory place.
Outdoory fireworks.
Beer drinking.
We've got a harbour. It is drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
Recognisable in the world. You go, it's a party time.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Sydney, you might not know anyone, you'll have a bloody good time.
Yep.
Oh, my God, remember all those historic pubs? Everybody's out, everybody's having a great time. Birds are in hot pants. Guys have got their tats out.
I had an old woman friend of mine. I said, why don't you describe Sydney? She goes, it's all tits, Darl. It's all tits. It's all on the surface.
It's what
you
we
don't
love.
Have to dig. So,
what we love about
anyway,
this town.
But how's this? So there's all these old pubs are battling noise complaints. I hate noise complaints. Everyone moves into the city.
Know what you're getting,
noise.
Guys.
You know what you're getting.
Live in the city.
They
cop
were
it.
There first. Shut
exactly.
Up. Or go away. But now they're under council, so when they have to go out, you have to talk like this if you're drinking out.
Good times.
It's like a library. Yeah. It's a pub.
What the hell?
It's a friggin' pub.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm looking
at... Could I order four schooners and could I have a...
Mate. In Randwick, of course. Yeah, they're going on inner city. King's Cross Hotel, Darlinghurst Road, Potts Point. Come on, everybody.
We're not talking about quiet suburbs. Mm. Darlinghurst, Potts Point.
But this is what they are. People
Double
go
Bay.
Because they're vibrant and social and restaurant filled and pub filled and...
Killjoy.
You banned everything. You can't even drink and smoke outside now.
Boo.
Can't even talk now.
We've got time for one more before we open it up.
Yeah. A Melbourne mum went and purchased a toy for her child from Kmart.
Yeah.
It was a lion. She looked at it, thought it was cute, and then to her horror, discovered that this lion toy had male genitalia.
Nanny state.
Well, she wanted to take it back, thought it was outrageous.
It's and a lion. Going,
otherwise, there's a blank spot there. What you think that's...
Quite frankly, I'm looking at a photo of the genitalia and I think the lion's the one that should be upset. That's,
I do too.
He's king
I think...
of the jungle. Give him a todger.
He's a little out of whack. He is a baby.
Clearly not excited.
It'll grow.
The prospect of
It'll grow. The two other toys she bought didn't have any appendages at all, so the elephant and the hippopotamus missed out altogether.
The statue of David looked like he's hung like a horse.
Hey, come on,
we've
don't
got more
complain
to
about
do.
That. Yes.
It's a lion. It's a toy. He's got genitalia.
Just deal with it, everyone.
Harden up. Not,
all right.
Not,
oh, don't,
not
the lion.
Not lion.
Yeah. All right, got a break.
1-3-3-5-3, Nanny State. Have
give
you
us
seen
some.
One? Have you noticed anything? Give us a call.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nanny State time. If you've come across a nanny state incident, give us a ring. 1-3-3-5-3.
Jay Kennedy, this one annoys me.
What's that?
Sports-loving kids were in Melbourne. Sports-loving kids have been forced back indoors after Bayside Council put a ban on playing street basketball.
Not in a likely
state.
I can't stand that
now,
stuff.
This is an outdoor sport-loving nation. Yeah.
This is a crescent they're living in.
This is a crescent. Have you ever seen, it's like beach cricket. You may as well ban beach cricket.
You know what?
Do you know, living in Victoria as a young kid, it kicked to kick out the front of a house was your rites of passage and you'd hear beep, beep, and you'd get out of the way for a car.
That's right.
And you'd get off the road.
But this is what all parents, this is what we're begging for, is our kids to be outside and not playing their bloody games or inside. They're outside doing that. What does the council do? And they said they're going to give them a fine if they don't take it down.
Give them a fine, get inside, get off the street.
Who is running
Nanny
that
state.
Council?
Nanny
I can't
state.
Stand
we have, there's a one of our most favourite famous paintings called The Cricketers.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of guys playing cricket out the front of a pub.
Yep.
That's what we do.
And using a tin rubbish bin as stumps.
We want to grab a tin or we'll grab a wheelie bin these days. We
you
push
it
together.
When
you move when the car comes.
Yep.
You play sport outside. This is an
attack. Oh, my God. And you know what they go to?
Australia.
Oh, they say safety. Someone, some stupid councillor's gone, paramount is safety. Oh, shut
you
up.
Dickhead.
Oh.
You are a dickhead.
But
look, they've also banned a tree swing.
Yes, I mean, for good.
$500 penalty. The same council said, get that down.
All right,
it's a tree swing. You.
I'm sorry for everybody who lives in that area, in Wallace Crescent, in Beaumaris, in Victoria.
That is disgusting.
Take your fight as far as you can go.
It's un-Australian.
Yeah, it is.
Is what it is. Jason.
What's going on?
Oh, we're angry. We're angry about the Nanny State. Always gets my blood boiling.
Yeah.
What have you seen?
I'd like to see turn on the Billy Show. Just say I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
But asked my mum for a cup of tea, wife for a cup of tea. She said she identifies as a turnip now, so I can't understand that.
Right. Okay, Jason,
don't
now.
I understand a word of what you're saying.
Jason, can you talk into the phone nice and clearly and slowly?
We can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
what's
go
your
ahead.
Statement?
Okay, my favourite book as a child was The Magic Faraway Tree.
Snap,
okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
I bought it for my daughter and I thought I'd read her the book. The main characters are no longer Dick and Fanny. They're Rick and Fanny.
No.
Fanny.
You are joking.
What's the age? What age group is this book pitched
about
at?
About 8.
Well, who's,
7, 8,
what child
9?
Is going to understand what Dick and Fanny
but
is?
But also, we know, we're grown-ups. We know that people are called. Richard is a nickname, and Fanny is Fanny.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what Fanny's a nickname for. It's a pretty weird name.
Man.
Anyway, thank you, Jason.
Go on the same way as
that's
some
ridiculous.
Others.
Hello, Maggie.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your nanny state beef?
My little grandson, 2.5 years old, went to daycare wearing a T-shirt that said, "Boys will be boys." Came home with instructions never to wear that T-shirt there again.
Nanny state.
Now, can you believe that?
Oh, that is.
God.
Do you know what's terrible about that?
Oh,
is
geez.
That he was picked up on it And it's nothing to do with him.
He wouldn't even know what the phrase means.
No, he can't even read.
You can't even read.
He's done. Don't do that. That's offensive.
This is all linked to, this is the Gillette campaign. This is all the don't say boys will be boys because, you know what, there's good boys. Boys will be boys if they're good.
Boys are allowed to be boys.
They're allowed to be boys too, and it's all right. Can we give a prize to Maggie?
Sure, prize pack coming your way, Maggie.
Well done, Maggie.
Oh, that makes my blood boil. Hello, right. Troy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's making your blood boil?
I just spent 5 hours or 4.5 hours on a plane last night coming home from Perth. It was 3/4 empty.
Yeah.
And I sat next to what can only be described as a blancmange, and they wouldn't let me move when the back 5 rows were all empty.
Now, why wouldn't they let you move? Why wouldn't they let you move?
Because you weren't stopping anywhere.
No, they just kept talking about the weight distribution across the plane. I said, I weigh 75 kilos. I just don't want to be stuck between this big bloke and the window.
That's bullshit.
They wouldn't.
You are...
Yeah, Troy, that's a nanny state.
That's a dead set.
Indeed.
Let the guy sit in a spare row
if they're
seats.
Empty. Sure. The weight distribution of your 75 kilos. God, come on. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Sean. What's going on?
Oh, the other day at work, so I work in a cafe and we got a lot of tradies in the area down in Malvern East.
Good on them.
And we've got a tradie special on the board specifically to get them in.
Good on
you. Well, the couple came in and sat down and said, well, we want that. And we said, well, sorry, it's specifically for tradies, you know, to get them for their lunch. And she goes, well, that's not good enough, and walked out. And later on, she called us saying she's going to go to Consumer Affairs with the council for false advertising.
Oh, Sean.
You can't have the tradie special. Mate, you're not a tradie.
Yeah. They have student specials. They have other specials like that.
Seniors.
She's a bitch special, and she didn't get it. That's her fault. Sean, let's give a prize to you, because that's not fair.
Hey, Sean, you got the Ego brush cutter kit, by the way.
Oh, that's a beauty.
Awesome.
Yeah, Ego 56-volt outdoor
pack. This is
completely different. It's the trimmer and brush cutter kit, egopowerplus.com.au.
There you go. You can say you're the tradie that runs the tradie joint.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
We've got to stop here. We've got some more calls. We might try and get to them in just a moment. 133353 if you've got more nanny stuff.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're in the middle of a nanny state. Callers are lined up. Our phones are blowing up. Cliff, what have you seen out there that's annoyed you, mate?
G'day, guys. How are you going? Last year, went to the Tigers and Geelong game at the MCG.
In Melbourne,
Yeah, there was about 20 of us that went. And in that group of 20, there was 4 people that had birthdays. So my wife, being the lovely darling that she is, went and baked the cake. And we took it to the football. And in half time, we took the cake out. She put a couple of candles on it. Lit the candles and everybody started singing happy birthday. The whole...
Yeah, everybody joined in.
Because it was good-natured.
It's good fun.
And the security come down and kicked her out because they said that she may burn the MCG down. Yeah, it's
made 2 candles.
Do you know what, Cliff?
I remember smoking 8 packets of Marlboro during the centenary test.
Correct. Considering that used to be everybody fagging away, do you know what? This is where people in uniforms have got to get their stuff together because all I had to do was wait until you finished the birthday. She would have brought it back inside to cut it anyway.
You violated an order.
And also, what's our rules about having a birthday cake with candles? You blow them out.
Well, no, you can't. That's another nanny state.
Oh, that's right, because you get germs.
At kids' parties now, you're not allowed to blow out the cake because you get germs.
Mm.
And what about the woman who rang us up and told us she won't... She rang up and said, were the balloons blown up by people or by a machine?
Oh,
because
right.
in case one pops, the germs will go all over.
How did we survive for this long?
How the hell?
How have we got... Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how are
you? Yeah, good. How are you going?
Withdrawing money from an ATM or something? What are you doing?
Jeremy, tell us your story.
I'm trying to reverse my car and trying to avoid hitting my garage.
Well, I hope your hand's free. What's happening, buddy?
Very much so. So kids at my son's school, their classes are not allowed to give birthday presents
to their teachers.
Yes.
Why?
So contributing to a nice class present for their teachers on their birthday. Because it's unfair for the teachers that have birthdays during school holidays.
Oh, no way. What the hell?
As a woman who is so sick of buying presents,
hang on.
I totally approve.
So a bunch of kids in a very strained relationship generally, which is kids and teacher, and there's a bonding moment where a group of students want to do something nice for a teacher.
Yes, and usually you have a kitty and you put money in
and you think about what your teacher
might like. The
class
reps buy a present for
and
the
teacher. And your
teacher
who works like a Trojan for not a lot of money gets a great present.
Oh, well, the whingers who have their birthdays in the school.
Well done,
it's not
Jeremy.
Fair.
James, Nanny State, what's on your mind?
Mate, a couple of years ago on Australia Day, yep. I was having a couple of shivers with a few mates, and one of them pulled out the old motorised esky. Right. And I went for a burn up the footpath. Lo and behold, a highway patrol pulls me over, has a walk around the esky, and deems it to be a vehicle charged with high range.
James, now
charged
did
with
you,
high range
did
street
you make
driving.
The newspapers on this?
Yeah, I made the papers and the news and all that, yeah.
So that is un-Australian, I have to say. On a motorised esky, I mean, what are you going to do? You're travelling with beer.
Yeah, exactly. He asked me if I'd been drinking. I said, mate, I'm riding an esky with a bloke.
What do you reckon?
Joe, you got a prize for James?
Yeah, prize pack coming your way, James.
Not a footpath. You're riding an esky. What's the top speed of the esky, James?
Oh, like 14 k's down the hill.
Come on. Jeez.
I think they're pulling them.
Steve, what do you got, buddy? Where are you calling from first?
I'm calling from Melbourne. I used to live in WA.
Right.
Found out during the week that the state government's promoting a silent sidelines initiative for junior sport with polite clapping and green cards for good behaviour on offer.
Nanny State. They're encouraging polite clapping at where?
When you're watching sport for parents.
It's not the golf.
For parents.
So.
Okay, so what is a polite clap? Can you do one for us, Steve?
Oh, geez, I'll tell you what, it'd have to be pretty faint to get over
my head. So is it like a nana clap, like sort of like the Queen clap?
The golf clap.
Golf clap, little two fingers clap in the bar.
Well, I guess I've been at nuts games where parents have gone out of control, so I guess that's what they're doing.
Guys,
here.
We can't get to the end of all this. Sorry about our calls that we haven't got to, but Nanny Straight's just gone. Berserk!
I love this segment, though.
Yeah.
Gets me fired up.
What is wrong with this country? What happened to laid back? Aussie, larrikin, fun, live on the edge. It's gone.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Great show today. We had Manu was on from My Kitchen.
He was in good form, wasn't he?
Do you reckon he's sick of putting on that accent?
That's pretty thick, isn't it?
It is real.
We had Tom Gleeson on the show as well.
He was good. Trouble with the cops, though. I don't like it.
Yeah, you're funny man. And
Nanny Show, I like Nanny Show. I liked our crazy phobias. Whitney, who works here, has got a fear of birds.
Yes, swooping birds.
Yeah.
Like those magpies that come in the park.
Like Stephen Jacobs. Have you got Stephen Jacobs there again? He's got a fear of birds, I think.
Yes.
After this incident, I mean, I'll talk about your
big black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds.
Still funny.
Now I'm tired because we were on the. I've been up all day. I had to get
you've
up.
Done a full day's
excuse
work.
Me. I had to get up so much earlier than you because I had to go to hair and makeup.
Oh, you milked that too.
I didn't.
How
does
that? You were in there for about 3 hours. I turned up. She pulls out a brush. Goes poof poof poof. You're good to go.
That was it.
Because we don't really care.
Now we were on the Today Show today.
We were.
And
lots of feedback too.
Oh well, yeah. What
on socials, love the beard. Says Zoe. That's for you.
Thank you very much.
I wake up with Jane. Says should be surfing. What's it? Couldn't stop laughing when I watched it this morning. You guys are hysterical. Made my day.
Thank you.
Ratings will soar today.
Well,
a comment there.
We don't know about that. So everybody
that a bad one today, even by their standards, which aren't lofty.
I don't think it was great, unfortunately. But we have to. Cross our fingers.
For tomorrow. I think they'll get a Mickey bump.
Really?
Oh, all right.
A Mickey bump.
A Mickey bump.
What am I? Am I Cher to your Sonny? How dare you?
Well, that makes me dead.
Exactly.
And she won't be dead. When do you think she'll go?
Sure.
Has anyone got her in the Deadpool?
No, she's going. Oh,
someone
wrong.
Should have Cher in the
Deadpool. My mum and dad don't like that Deadpool segment.
Not happy with that?
No, they're not happy with it. They told my children. I said, I don't like when your mother does that Deadpool segment. It's terrible.
They don't like the general segment or who you back?
They don't like who we back, I think. It gets a bit close to the bone.
All right.
You know.
Okay.
Hey, tomorrow we've got Limo on the show. I've got a few things to ask him about.
Great.
Yes,
that's a big Wednesday. Kennedy Malloy. We'll see you then.
This is Kennedy Malloy.